always did. But the three they put out were pop perfection, okay? Tight harmonies, catchy choruses, iconic music videos full of dance moves.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Well, just think about what a 2015 NSYNC would look like. It would look pretty great. I would certainly pay to watch Joey Fatone.
You wouldn't pay to watch Joey Fatone do anything.
Lance Bass, J.C. Chavez,
Nobody knows where J.C. Chavez or Chris are.
How about Justin Timberlake?
There we go.
Well, that's the first time I had to mention him, isn't it?
That's the big Trump card.
Well, it kind of is.
You know what the 2018 NSYNC would look like? The same thing that the 1999 NSYNC looked like, which is Justin Timberlake with a bunch of losers.
On 1340 WKGN.
Hey, I'm Cody. Hey, sexy back. You ever heard of sexy back?
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you.
Hey. Hour two, kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Get some news. Give it to me, newsboy.
Thanks, John. Breaking news coming through.
You're welcome.
It's not that breaking. The Mets and Justin Verlander have reached an agreement. The 3-time Cy Young Award winner Verlander will join the New York Mets on a 2-year, $86 million deal. Sources told ESPN's Jeff Passan. The deal includes a third-year option. Verlander turns 40 in February. He returned from Tommy John surgery to lead the Astros to their second World Series championship in 2022. Had a big year for a 40-year-old. So that's good, I guess. The Mets get him.
He's still really good, but, man. Do you have the numbers again? The 3 years, how many millions?
It's a 2-year deal where the $86 million, there's a vesting third-year option.
Okay.
I don't know what vesting means. Is that like the opposite of investing?
I don't know what it means either.
Vest, is it when you...
I was thinking, would that be like where they, like, the third year, like they maybe like they pay over a year?
I think maybe it's when you wear just a vest with nothing underneath it.
I bought a vest yesterday.
You would.
Not for me, though. Gotcha. As a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Bet you feel real
for
dumb.
Who? Me?
No, I should have gotten you one, actually.
What did it say? I sit next to a loser on it?
No. I wouldn't have gotten that one for you, obviously. No, some website just... Every now and then, I felt a little bad, because every now and then a website has, like, a glitch, or, like, they mess up a promo code, and, like... It's a pretty nice company, and then all of a sudden they were like, if you put the code in, you got 70% off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
Why would you feel bad?
Because it just feels a little unethical. I don't think they wanted to.
You don't think companies do unethical things?
I don't know anything about this company.
You said it's a big company, right?
No, I said it's a nice company. I'd never really heard of it. Well, I assume it was nice because the price is like $150 a piece. So I assume they're a nice company. I guess maybe they could just be charging for junk. I don't know.
I mean, if they're going to give you 70% off.
Yeah, but then I posted it for the boys, and all the boys are using it too. So
good.
We did a little damage on them.
Good.
And I bought a vest.
I'm sure they're still making a profit. You know how much those vests cost to make? Clothing is like the cheapest thing to make, isn't it?
I think a 70% markup is, I think soda is the cheapest thing.
Well, it's like every time you go into like a
Coke.
Any clothing store, they've always got those insane deals.
Like, well, I know, but you don't usually go... Lower, like more than 70% off. I feel like 70% is probably like the break even point. Honestly.
You said they're $150 vests.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're making a big profit there. That's why they're giving you the.
And not every vest is cheap though. There are some of them take time to make and.
No.
Depends on what kind of operation they have, and they're not necessarily a sweatshop. That's just mass
producing. Thing made in a minute and a half.
Doesn't mean it didn't take material and skill.
You think there's some lady sewing that thing?
I would just say that the person making it's probably making about $30 or $40 for making it though. Which is what it ended up costing after 70%.
I don't think so. They have to mass produce those.
It depends how big their company is. I don't know how big their company is.
I don't know. I don't have the details on the size of the company.
It's crazy that you're still acting like an expert on it when you don't know.
I'm not acting like an expert on it.
You said, well, they have to mass produce them. We don't know if they're mass producing. We don't know how big this company
you're
is.
You're acting all so sad about taking a coupon.
I'm not acting that sad. I just said I felt a little bad, but then you're trying to give me the economics of running a fashion store, and I don't think you have any experience of running a fashion store.
I think they know they're making a profit. I mean, I don't think you're taking advantage of them. So I don't know why you'd feel that way is what I'm saying.
Because I don't think they meant to sell it for 70% off. They messed up because they immediately took it. Like, after like an hour, it was no longer activated. So they realized, oh, wait, this code is wrong. So
either way, you shouldn't feel bad about it is all I'm saying.
Well, some of us have consciences.
Oh. The corporate world has a great conscience, I'm sure.
You don't. Not every corporation's bad.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Most all.
One place
except
I shop from.
Except whenever, Jersey Mike's, they're not bad.
Whenever I buy something from one place, they're always like, thanks for your order, now we're donating this to this place. That they try to pay it back a little bit. Seems like a nice thing to do.
Was it Patagonia whose owner like sold all his, like, or gave away all his money to?
Patagonia's owner did give all his money away for like a charity, yeah.
They're pretty good.
But Patagonia also had like a.
Do you ever think maybe they do those things just so people will say, oh, that's a good company?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like PR.
But isn't there something, I want to say there's something about Patagonia with like Holocaust denial too, like in their history.
Did not know they partnered with Kanye.
Yeah.
But you thought that Jimmy John was a good guy too, huh?
No, I never thought Jimmy John was a good guy. He did nothing to make me think he was a good guy.
I think
those $6 sandwiches
were
pretty
good.
Clutch back in the day, though.
Well, yeah, because they were made from elephant hide.
Yep.
I think the Jersey Mike's, when I see that guy come on, that grease ball. That
it makes
Peter,
you feel good.
Peter Kangoro or whatever.
I don't know if you can, he's Italian, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can call him grease ball.
Of course you can.
I don't know.
You can do all the Italian slurs you want.
I don't know. Anthony Richardson has officially declared for the NFL draft, by the way.
That opens the door for whoever's not Jalen Kitna, the third guy.
I would imagine they're going to take a transfer.
They'll need one. I tell you, somebody else who needs a quarterback, that's the Panthers.
Tell me, who?
They've waived the struggling quarterback, Baker Mayfield, today. Carolina 4-8. They are still in contention in the weak NFC South. They'll go the rest of the season with Sam Darnold and P.J. Walker at quarterback as Darnold starts Sunday's road game against the Seahawks. The decision to move on from Mayfield was a mutual agreement between the two sides after Mayfield asked for his release, a league source told ESPN. He would have been inactive had he remained on the roster anyway.
Yeah, I mean, a couple guys got hurt yesterday. Has there been an update, Cam, on Lamar?
They signed the quarterback today. So it makes me think it's going to be miss some time, like a decent amount of time.
Who did they sign?
Brett Hundley.
Okay.
Insurance as a backup, I guess. But
yeah. And then, you know, the 49ers are now down to their third-string quarterback. Their first two are out for the year.
Yep.
I don't know if – I mean, maybe Shanahan will look at Baker and say, okay, I guess that's a decent insurance policy. We need a backup quarterback. So maybe he gets signed in San Francisco. I don't know, but
that's what everybody's trying to like connect dots to, and they're 24th on waiver priority. So,
I guess somebody could try to block them and buy Baker, but it just doesn't seem like a headache worth having. Because I mean, he's still on his rookie deal, right? Because he got traded to Carolina.
Yeah,
so
it's only like $1 million. I think you'd have to pay him if you pick him up on waivers.
I guess at this point, this late in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe someone would pick him up just as insurance to, and then block him from San Francisco. If I was the NFC team, I would maybe I'd want him to play in San Francisco. We're not flying. Take flying off of.
Is it expensive?
Well, the flight I see from Knoxville to New York's $2,500. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Is there not a direct Allegiant into Newark?
Wrong.
Newark's the best place
to go. It was
go.
Doing New Year's. I don't know why it's doing New Year's. What were you saying?
Newark's
Allegiant?
The
I thought
best place
a,
to
I
fly
thought Allegiant had a direct
Newark
is, into
yeah.
Newark.
That's the cheapest,
and then
usually.
If we go into Newark, we'll be close to North Caldwell. We can just go straight to Soprano's house first.
What also had me on New Year's, because I think I was looking up like flights to the still 1,000 from Tyson. I don't know. I think we're just driving, bro. I think we're just driving.
I would rather drive. I've never seen Philadelphia or D.C. I've only been to New York City.
Really?
If you don't want to see the Hawks play at Brooklyn... The Lakers play at Philadelphia on Friday night as well.
Ooh.
I thought that'd be a tougher ticket to get because Brooklyn's playing pretty well. What's the cheapest ticket there? I imagine it's going for a lot more.
I'm seeing $63.
Yeah, compared to what, 30?
Yeah, 34.
And also,
if you drive, you got to go through Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that true?
I was looking at the map.
You kind of can bypass
it. I was going to say, I feel like when I drove to New York, I did not go to Philadelphia, but maybe
the quickest route, at least right now, would take you 10 hours and 20 minutes.
And that goes through, it does go through Philadelphia. Well,
yeah. 714 miles.
Looks like it's going a little bit around Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, close enough. I would rather go up and see. I want to see Durant play. I mean, I like my Hawks, but I'd rather see Durant play. I've already seen LeBron play. I've seen Anthony Davis play. Strange enough, when they were in Cleveland and New Orleans, they played against each other. I didn't watch them on the same team. Although I haven't seen this version of Anthony Davis. My God, what a weekend he had.
Yeah. Or what he's been playing at the last, five games?
Yeah, but he had 50 and 15 yesterday. That's about as dominant as it gets. Got any more news?
Yep. While you're in Brooklyn, I'll be down and try. Tribeca.
How are you going to get there?
Right next to De Niro.
How are you going to get there? You going to take a train?
Yeah, I'll take a train. Maryland plays Wisconsin also this week. They play Wisconsin tomorrow night before they get ready for us. So Maryland currently undefeated. They've got wins against Illinois and also a win against another team that was good. Illinois was ranked 16th, and they also beat – who'd they beat? They beat Louisville. They beat Miami. I don't know if those teams are good this year. Maryland up to number 13 in the new AP poll, which has dropped.
Okay.
Your 10 Tennessee Volunteers are up 6 spots in the AP poll. We jump from number 13 to number 7. That is exactly 1 spot ahead of Alabama and 2 spots ahead of Arkansas. We are number 1 in the SEC.
Are we behind Kansas?
We're right behind Kansas, too. Even though we beat them on a neutral floor, really kind of handled them on a neutral floor.
Still seems dumb.
Yeah, well, sometimes you beat a team and it doesn't matter because they put you behind them anyway, right? Football, boys. Number 1, Houston. Number 2, Texas. Number 3, Virginia. Purdue 4. UConn is number 5. My goodness.
They've been pretty good this year as well, for sure.
Other teams of note, Auburn 11th, Kentucky down at 16. Mississippi State, 23rd. Nope, not the whole thing. Just giving you those SEC teams.
Boys look good. Not very promising stuff coming out of Josiah Jordan James, though. He's got me a little worried.
What?
He's just talking about how he doesn't feel good and how his knees.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a game-to-game thing. That just makes me nervous.
You think he's got a problem?
Well, yeah, he's definitely got a problem.
What kind of problem do you think it is?
A knee issue, it seems like.
The University of Alabama assistant defensive coordinator Charles Kelly, by the way, follows Deion Sanders to Colorado staff. So Charles Kelly from Alabama, their assistant DC.
Okay.
So Saban losing another coach.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what kind of staff Deion puts together. I'm really interested to see what he does there because he's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm really intrigued by this.
Tailgating's prohibited at the Orange Bowl. No tailgating.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Tailgating.
What does that mean, though?
Means get your ass out of here. Put your grill away.
Uh-huh.
Pack that tent up. And sit in your car, I guess, until time to go in the stadium. We don't do tailgating at the Orange Bowl. Cordero Patterson says, quote, I don't give a flip about your fantasy team. I want to win a game. That's all we care about is winning.
I feel like the tone of those tweets from Cordero have changed over the last couple of weeks. First, he was laughing about not scoring touchdowns and things, and Falcons keep losing, and now he's fed up with the people about your fantasy team. Because I am one of those people too, Cordero. I would like for you to do something because I've been having to start you the last couple of weeks, and you ain't really brought much to the table, my guy.
Well, he's not doing it for you. He's losing for himself and his team.
That is correct.
Mike Vrabel says the Titans are at a crossroads.
We'll talk about that after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. NFL. What week are we on now? What week was yesterday? What week are we on? 13? What are the Titans? Titans are 7-5. So, yeah, week 13. Got one more game tonight. A slobber knocker of a division matchup between the Saints and the Bucks, which kind of has some first place implications there. What a stupid division that is. But yesterday was pretty jam packed. I think the story of the day was quarterbacks either getting hurt or rising to the occasion. The Bengals, they just have the Titans number, and they have the Kansas City Chiefs number, apparently, because Burrow was great again. Chase and Higgins was great. The Chiefs kind of choked on a couple plays. They missed a field goal. Kelsey gets stripped, and the Bengals beat the Chiefs.
Turns out that Bengals team might be pretty good. They, I think earlier in the year we kind of thought maybe last year was just a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they might actually be pretty good.
They started out the year, what, 0-2? And then Burrow's like, hey, relax. Nobody write us off. We're not that bad. We'll be fine. And then, yeah, they've gone 8-2 since then, with their only losses being a Sunday night game against the Ravens where Lamar went down and scored at the very end of the game, and a Monday night game the night after, like, one of their coaches died, and they can't beat the Browns anyways. The Browns just beat the hell out of them on Monday Night Football.
Are they kind of like the Dolphins? I mean, to me, they seem similar built kind of teams.
In what way?
Well, just relying on really good receivers, offensive scheme.
Yeah. I would say the Bengals' defense is better. The Bengals had a nice little streak going for a while where they were pretty much shutting teams out in the second half, especially the third quarter when it came to touchdowns. The Chiefs scored two in the third quarter yesterday. So I will say the Bengals – I got more confidence in the Bengals' defense. I was pretty disappointed in the Dolphins yesterday. You know, they score a touchdown the very first play. Jimmy Garoppolo breaks his foot on the very next drive, and then they found a way to lose to Brock Purdy. And I was like, really? I get the 49ers' defense is still great, and they are. They are. After that first touchdown drive, they pretty much shut down Miami outside of one deep pass to Tyreek Hill. That was the only other touchdown. But still, like, Brock Purdy, you got to find a way to not let them score 26 points. I realize they got a defensive touchdown at the end of the game, but that offense still scored 26 points otherwise.
Did Tua get hurt?
I mean, no. I mean, he was playing.
He got hurt, but they just didn't put him back in because they were just like, he'll be fine. Like, he'll be back next week. But
whenever they gave up the scoop. The sack when he went up to 16. Okay, I turned the game off at that point. Yeah. I mean, it was a 16-point game.
He had like an ankle injury, but they just like, it's nothing to worry about, but, you know, we're going
to
put him back
no
in.
No reason to
point.
Put him in whenever you're down 16 with no timeouts and 2 minutes left, one of those situations. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I watched the entire game, well, outside of that, was disappointed with Tua, was a little impressed with Brock Purdy. I don't know. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't giving you much anyways. Like, he was your prototypical game manager, so I wonder if Purdy can do that. But the rest of that 49ers team is Super Bowl good.
That was a pretty good performance.
It was good enough. It was good enough. I thought the 49ers did a good job of shutting everyone down besides Tyreek Hill yesterday for the Dolphins. Tyreek still got his.
Who can shut him down?
Not many people.
I'll tell you another defense that had a good day yesterday, Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
They had three touchdowns.
I'll give a shout-out to them. They gave me – I didn't end up needing it, but they gave me they put me in good position to win my must-win fantasy matchup. The boys came through for me.
Yeah, they. I think they got me 31 points when I picked them up, too.
They got me 31 points.
Nobody else came through for me.
The rest of my team showed out. It was a must-win game. It was a win-and-get-in game. Not a must-win, because I guess we still could have backed our way in, which my opponent did end up backing his way in the playoffs. But my team came out.
Controlling your own destiny?
Well, the winner did.
Okay.
We were in good position. It was one of those situations where we were both 8-4, Cam,
yep.
And the guy behind us was 7-5, but had like a decent point total. So if he would have won, he could have potentially passed the loser, but he lost and it didn't really matter.
Fair enough.
My boys came to play. Yes, Chef Cheetah, 182 points.
Yeah.
Dominant performance. Everyone went off.
182, that's a pretty good day.
In a must-win game. Yeah. And that's with Cordell Patterson sucking and only getting 6 points. The rest of the boys showed up.
Sounds like everybody else got at least into double digits.
Well, my defense got 31. Tyreek scored 30. A.J. Brown against my heart scored 32. DK Metcalf 26. But the boys showed up. We were ready to go. So shout out to the Browns defense. They did have a good game. But the quarterback in that game was also the story because Deshaun Watson looked terrible. And you're like, oh, yeah, he hasn't played, over 2 years.
They were booing him pretty hard.
He looked terrible.
In that game.
700 days. I
in Houston. 700 days since he played?
Since his last game.
Yeah, well, he looks like it. And I guess it made more sense. I'm like, Yeah, this checks out. They would have lost if the defense didn't score three touchdowns, but the defense scored three touchdowns.
Luckily, they were playing the Texans.
Yep, they're terrible.
Yeah, well, they're, 1-10-1? 1-10-1?
They're in
like
line for the number one pick.
There they go.
They should get it. They should get it. I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Will Levis.
Minnesota. Will Levis.
Minnesota. Open. They do what they do, which is win ugly.
They win. Are they not? I was a friend of mine made this comparison to me.
Okay.
And I want to hear what you think about
last year's Titans.
Oh yeah, as other people have already.
Well, no, but whenever you ask, I mean, they win ugly. I mean, that's what the Titans did last year.
Well, they win ugly. They're built on a really good running back, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry.
I don't think they
Kirk
run
Cousins,
the ball
Ryan Tannehill, a lot alike.
Who made this comparison?
Miles. I didn't realize other people had made it.
No, no one. I mean, no one has it. I've seen at least. I mean, I just whenever you went to make it, I could kind of see where you were going.
And basically, like they're gonna win a division that's not very good, and then they'll be out in the first round of the playoffs. Like, it seems to me like a pretty good comparison. Also,
AJ Brown last year, Justin Jefferson. I mean, no, not as good, obviously.
Kirk Cousins, but imagine Kirk Cousins like without Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
would not be very good.
I would say, I mean. A lot of it I agree with. I don't think they give the ball to Dalvin enough to really equal like Henry or the run game in general because Henry was out last year. But like they went ugly, and then you still are left wondering if they're any good or not. And you could easily convince me that, yeah, they're going to get in as the 1 or 2 seed and then lose their first playoff game.
Yeah.
You don't trust their quarterback. And Cousins has a playoff win. Tannehill had a couple as well. But, yeah, I will say that is a pretty good comparison.
Fair Cam, comparison.
Agree or disagree?
Sorry, I zoned out. I was looking at the
Vikings, last year's Titans, similar teams.
Yeah.
He wasn't listening.
They do win. They do, I guess, seem similar. I heard the conversation. He was comparing AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, something like that. I forgot what team you were talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't act like you heard it after you just said you zoned out. It's fine. It's okay.
But what about the part, though, when I was talking about Kyle Rudolph? Did you agree with that?
Well, seeing as he's not a part of that team anymore,
He is a lot like Jeff Swaim. I will say that. You could tell me Kyle Rudolph could do exactly what Jeff Swaim is doing. But no, the Mike White, he threw a couple picks, especially the game ender.
Yep.
But he still had some pop. And like if you're the Jets, you come out of that probably feeling like, okay, we're still a legitimate team. Garrett Wilson is really, really good at football.
Yeah, he is.
8 catches, 162 yards. He was really, really good at football. And you know, he looks like a number one receiver. And, like, I don't know if he can, you know, come and steal Rookie of the Year or anything. I don't think he could do that. But, like, down the stretch, he can take that Jets offense and make them pretty good.
Still going to be a bit of a sweat for my 9 wins.
I think you're going to get there, though. They still play the Lions and Jags. So, I mean, they should get to at least 9. Was that the bet? They get 2-9?
Yeah.
Not over 9?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
You don't seem sure.
I'm sure. Are you sure?
When did we put the bet in?
No, they definitely – they just had to get to 9 because they were like – they had 6 wins, I think, when you said that.
We said that long ago? Well, I guess that long ago. So, yeah, so they had 6 wins already, and I looked at the schedule and said they couldn't get to 9, and they still had the Bears, Lions, and Jaguars on the schedule. Are you sure? Because I don't think I would have said that.
Yes, you did
I don't
say
think
it.
They could have won home games against the Bears, Lions, and Jaguars.
That's why I was surprised, and that's why I said, yes, let's put that on the board.
You sure it wasn't before they beat the
and
Bills?
And then you said something about Cleveland was going to go 6-1 down the stretch, and
was
I
it,
thought
– was it before or after they beat the Bills?
A brain lapse. Huh?
Was it before or after they beat the Bills?
No, it was after they beat the Bills. It was definitely after. I can go back and scrub the audio if I have
to. Yeah, go get the audio.
It's going to take some time, but
yeah, that's fine. Do that for me, though. Thank you.
I don't remember which day it was on.
Because they just
I mean, Cam would have written it down, right?
Cam wasn't here.
So it didn't really go on the board.
Bears, Lions, Jags were still on the schedule. I don't know. It does look like they're going to get to 9 wins with
Mike
White,
though. I remember 9 was the number because I said they're going to get to 9, and I'm almost certain you said they won't get to 9.
We're talking about the Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had some bet.
That's got to beat the Lions and Jaguars. Although, I mean, it's still not a lock that they beat the Lions.
No, it's not a lock. I mean,
Lions are playing pretty well. And also, if I did say that or when I said that, I know I had said something similar. Like, it was whenever Zach Wilson was a quarterback, and he would not have gotten them there, but it does look like Mike White is going to.
Well, personnel changes.
Yeah, no. I mean, it does. Although the Lions look pretty frisky.
Yeah,
who's your guys' MVP?
Lions
right
are
now?
Frisky. When they've got Amon Ross, Amon
Keep going.
Amon St.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. You had it right.
Amon-Ra St.
Yeah.
Brown.
Yeah.
It's a long name.
And he comes from the family where the dad was kind of like the football. He's actually should get more credit than LeVar Ball because his kids are actually pretty good in the NFL.
When they have him, though, I think Goff is a different player. He's better. He's better.
Is, yeah, Amon-Ra is pretty good. 11 catches, 114 yards yesterday. And he does open up that offense. And I'm not ready to write them out of the playoffs yet. At 5-7. I think they can still make it.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, I guess they can if – like, if Washington and the Giants are still in contention, I mean,
yeah.
Why couldn't the Lions make it? Just got to win a couple.
I don't know who I thought choked harder in that game.
They'd have to go 4-1, wouldn't they?
I don't know who I thought choked harder in that game that ended up in a tie between the Giants and Commanders because both teams, like, had plenty of chances to win. And next thing you look up, and it's just a tie. Right now, the Lions are 5-7. They're chasing the Commanders, who are 7-5-1.
I mean, 9-8 probably.
9-8, I think, will get them in.
That's the number.
Although 9-8 is not better than 9-6-1. I guess it'd be 9-7-1, right? No.
No way the Lions can go 4-1 down the stretch.
I don't know, man.
Who do they play? Do you have their schedule?
They're 5-7. They only have a point differential of -9. They've won four.
They're better with that receiver.
They've won four of their last five. The only loss was that Thanksgiving Day game to the Bills.
Oh, so they can go 4-1 then, obviously.
They just didn't.
It's possible.
Can they do it again? Schedule. Do you have it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they can. They play the Vikings this weekend. In Detroit, the Vikings are only 1-point favorites.
It's winnable.
At the Jets, at the Panthers, winnable. Bears, and at the Packers.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do it. I'm going to pull for them. That's my team now. I'm pulling for them, too. That's my new team.
I'm pulling for them, too. 4-1 might be able to do it, and they might be able to get there. So I'll give them a chance. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, the Jets are in the playoffs right now.
The Jets are there, yep, 7-5. They are the
– yeah, 7 seed. You got the Bills is 1, Chiefs 2, Ravens 3, Titans 4, Bengals 5, Dolphins and Jets is 6-7.
Yep. And then I guess around the outside would be the trio, the duo of the Patriots and Chargers, who I think both stink, and then a trio of 5-7 teams. We'll look at the playoff picture in the AFC after the break because it wasn't nice for the Bills yesterday. They just get to move into the 1 seed, watch the Dolphins kind of lose to a third-string rookie quarterback, and have the Chiefs drop one, and now they own the they have the tiebreaker over the Chiefs since they beat them.
I'll wait till the next segment.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. You get free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Sign up with the promo code.
Promo code.
Talk sports, one word, for your chance to get in on the action, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. And when you win, your winnings get paid fast. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code TALKSPORTS and make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Looking at the AFC playoff picture, like I said, the Bills may be the big winner of the day. As they're now the 1 seed. I think that team is taking on water a little bit. They're not as impressive as they once were. They don't seem to be as big of favorites as they once were when it was kind of Bills or the field. But then when I saw them move to number one, I was like, man, if they get home field advantage, it is going to be tough to beat them.
In the winter?
Yeah, in the winter in Buffalo, that would be pretty tough to go up there and stop them. I do think they probably benefit the most. I don't know. I think they benefit the most from being the 1 seed.
It is a cold, cold environment.
And they're going to have crazy, hungry fans, too.
Kansas City's also a cold, cold environment, though.
Yeah, but I think Buffalo has a better chance of going into Kansas City and winning than I think Kansas City does of going into Buffalo and winning. Maybe not.
Why? But they're.
I've just seen Buffalo go in there and play.
To the cold.
Well, I just think I've seen Buffalo go into Kansas City and play pretty well three times.
They did
the
do that earlier
years.
This year. So.
And last year, and in the playoffs, played pretty well. And their defense let them down, but they played pretty well.
What about the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals. Well, the thing is, the Bengals are set up to, you know, be a contender and to, you know, be a tough out. But at the same time, right now, the Bengals are, you know, kind of locked into the five seed. They can't pass the Ravens, although I do think.
If Lamar doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I find it kind of surprising that on FanDuel right now, the Ravens are still favored in that division. Seems like, you know, Cincinnati at plus 125. Pretty good odds in terms of winning that division. But then when I look at Kansas City's remaining schedule, I'm like, yeah, I see it. It's going to be kind of tough. Their last five aren't easy. They've never beaten Cleveland since Joe Burrow became the quarterback. Then they go at Tampa, at New England, home for Buffalo, home for Baltimore. So they're going to have to beat some teams that are going to be either playing for their lives with Tampa Bay and New England, playing for a one seed in Buffalo, division in Baltimore, or their nemesis, Cleveland, who they haven't beaten. They can't block those guys. Myles Garrett owns the Cincinnati Bengals. But the Bengals are going to be a tough out. Like, I've kind of went ahead and I've accepted that the Titans are winning the division. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went, I believe, 13 years, 12 years without winning one when I was a kid. Like, we won in 08. I guess I can't say I was a kid. I was 18. We won in 08 and then didn't win again until 2020. That's a long drought. So I'm always going to celebrate winning the division. So for me, winning your third in a row is an accomplishment. But, like, I don't see the Titans as being able to beat any of these teams. Really, any playoff team in the AFC is going to be tough for the Titans to beat. Like, right now, I wouldn't want to play the Jets. Their defense is really, really good. Their offense is underrated. The Dolphins' offense is going to be almost impossible to stop unless you get, like, a really snowy, rainy home playoff game. And then Cincinnati, I mean, I'm tired of beating my head up against that wall against Joe Burrow. We just can't beat those guys.
I mean, the Titans, I think, would have a shot against any of the wild card type teams. You know, Tennessee could beat a team like the Jets or Cleveland, maybe somebody like that.
Yeah, like, if Cleveland got in, sure, I'd feel good about Cleveland. But like of the ones we mentioned, I mean, like if the Patriots or Chargers got in, great. But the problem is, Titans are almost pretty much going to be locked into that four seed, which means they're going to play the best wild card team. Which means they're either going to get the Ravens, who I would feel okay about. I'll take my chances with the Ravens. The Bengals, like I said, don't want to play them. Or the Dolphins. I don't think the Jets can get up to the five seeds. But like, that seems like a tough matchup.
Titans can beat the Jets, but
yeah.
The top of the AFC's just they're better than the Titans right now. I mean, you know.
Like I said, Baltimore I look at and say, okay, we could beat them. Maybe that Kansas City team, but the thing is, like, you're not going to play them in the first round. Like, I think we just match up well with them. We know how to stop Kelsey.
So you'd be okay. Right now you're looking at the Bengals at home.
Yeah, that would be – I would not feel good about that. I would go. I'd go beat up my head against that wall again, but, like, I would feel pretty terrified.
Kelsey didn't have a very good day yesterday.
No, the teams who play the Chiefs that are able to slow down Kelsey always have a lot of success. Like, the Bengals know how to do it. The Titans know how to do it. And, like, they give those they give the Chiefs trouble. The Bills, on the other hand, can't do it, and they can't guard him, and he does pretty well against them.
He's the guy – he's the biggest matchup problem, you know, in the NFL, or one of the top two or three. So if you can slow him down, you can create yourself some opportunities.
If you get to the three, you would get the Dolphins. What would you think? Would you rather play Dolphins or Bengals?
I think the Dolphins' defense, until further proven, is pretty bad. The Dolphins' defense, like I said, couldn't stop Brock Purdy. And I understand that the 49ers are physical and have some guys who could do some stuff after the run and can run the ball, but, like, you got to be able to stop the last pick of the draft as a rookie. Like, you got to be able to beat him, and he had their way with him.
Mr. Irrelevant.
He was Mr. Irrelevant. So, like, the Dolphins, I feel you could maybe move the ball, control the game, but, man, their offense is explosive, and it'd be tough to stop them.
Yeah, one play, and look at some teams just on the outside. I don't know.
I think all those guys stink. I think everybody on the outside stinks. I don't know who's going to get that seventh spot. I think it's going to be the Jets. Just because I don't believe in the New England Patriots to be able to get to 9-8. I don't believe in the Chargers to be able to get to 9-8.
Is that the number for you?
I mean, if we looked at the Jets' schedule, they still had the Jaguars and Lions left.
Yeah.
So they could probably get to at least 9 at this point. So, like, they'd have to get to at least 9-8, in my opinion, because the Bengals and Dolphins, of course, are already at 8-4. So,
how do you assess the game yesterday, the Philadelphia game? I mean, because you felt good about it Friday.
I did. I felt good about it until Treylon Burks got stretched off the field. I thought that was a dirty hit.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when the Titans only had four receivers, so when he got knocked out, like, he was your big play guy and your guy that could maybe stretch the field at all. I thought that was a big loss. And then even then, it was third and one from, like, their 7-yard line. We're down 14-7, and for some reason we go out there and try a hard count, and our terrible left tackle jumps off sides. And then we give up a sack the next play, and we had to kick a field goal. And at that point, it was over. I mean, Christian Fulton got hurt after A.J. Brown pushed him down. A.J. Brown was running wild. I mean, the Eagles are good.
Was A.J. Brown, was he talking trash?
Yeah, he was.
I figured he probably
was. He scored one touchdown and started talking a lot of trash, and then they found out he was out of bounds, and it was kind of funny. But then on the very next play, he got a double move. The cornerback bit on it, and then he pushed him down and, like, ran past him for an easy touchdown. And then, you know,
and then he had the one that was, like, a nice catch, just dropped right into his – the guy was all over. Yeah, the Titans defender was right by him.
He made a couple of those catches with the Titans. He's good at those. And, yeah, he was talking trash. It sucked watching him go. But in the back of my mind, I was like, well, at least he's on my fantasy team.
Well,
that's what I kept saying in the back of my mind. I was like, well,
yeah, there's that.
At least I'm going to win my fantasy league now, or my matchup at least to get the playoffs. So that was nice. But, no, like, a part of what I thought about, you know, when we were breaking that game down was I said, like, the Eagles aren't going to be able to run the ball on the Titans. And they didn't. Miles Sanders was 10 for 24. Boston Scott was 6 for 16. Kenneth Gainwell was 3 for 15. And Jalen Hurts was 5 for 12. They didn't run the ball. I did not see Jalen Hurts dropping back and throwing for 380 yards and 3 touchdowns, though, and that was kind of a tough pill to swallow. They kicked their ass at every facet of the game.
Well, and the Titans never could get the run going either.
No, you know? And I'm worried about that. The Titans haven't ran the ball now for 3 straight weeks. That's problematic.
Yeah, because that's how they got to do that to win.
I will say that it's kind of a bizarro season. Like, last year we couldn't beat bad teams, and we kept beating the good teams. This year, 4 of our losses are to what you could maybe say are the 4 best teams in the league. At least, like, there's a certain metric. One of the DVOA metrics, or I don't even know if it was maybe EPA. I don't know. One of the metrics have the 4 best teams in the league as Buffalo, check. Kansas City, check. Cincinnati, check. And Philadelphia, check. And you lost 3 of those games on the road.
Well, and then the Giants.
And the Giants, yeah. I mean, I said 3, you know, 4 of the losses.
4
we got 5.
Of the, 4 of the 5. Yeah. Well, that might be. I mean, Buffalo, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and – who was the other one? Cincinnati.
So, yeah. And 3 of those 4 are on the road. So, I mean, like, it's tough, but we're taking care of business against the bad teams. Last year was the opposite. We beat all the good teams and couldn't beat the bad teams. And then we got to the playoffs, it didn't matter.
Which really shows you, like, if the Titans for the rest of the year just beat the teams that they're better than, that probably means they make the playoffs and then they lose to a team better than them, and it's just kind of – that's who you are this year.
It's a very simple scenario situation setting up. If the Titans beat the Jaguars on Sunday at home – right now they're 3.5-point favorites on FanDuel. Jacksonville is eliminated from the playoffs. The Colts are on a bye, and the Titans' magic number would only be 1 to clinch the division, which means they'd just have to win one more game or have the Colts lose one game. So, like, the Titans are minus 1,400 to win the division right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're still big favorites to do that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm hoping we beat Jacksonville, and then, you know, with the Texans still on the schedule and the Colts having a tough schedule down the stretch, that the Titans could then maybe use that as an opportunity to get healthy and, like, let Jeffrey Simmons sit for a month and get his ankle healed, because he's playing through an injury right now and he hasn't been very good because he can't get any push off his ankle. Let Danico Autry, your other defensive lineman, get healthy. Let Treylon Burks come back from his concussion. Get the rookie Kyle Phillips back. Like, all of a sudden then, you know, if you're healthy – maybe you can play well in the playoffs and be ready to go, because you're pretty much going to be locked into the 4 seed. Try to win your home playoff game and take your chances. That's what I'm hoping at this point. I'm fine if you even go 8-9 and do that. I'd rather go 9-8 at least to keep the winning season streak going. But, like, despite losing 2 games in a row, the Titans are still in a really good spot because nobody else in the division can win.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter as long as you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, and then you give yourself the best chance to win in the playoffs.
Yeah. And I think, like, if they beat Jacksonville like they should this weekend, then, again, they just have to win one more game, and they have the Texans at home and the Jaguars again and the Chargers team, who kind of stinks. And then, you know, or have the Colts lose one, and they have at Minnesota, Chargers, at Giants, Houston, which maybe Indianapolis could run the table. I don't know, but they look dead last night. So that's where I'm at. Last year, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm coping, because, again, I want to make it clear, I do not think the Titans are making any run this year. If they win one playoff game, I would probably be pretty surprised at this point. I want to go ahead and get that clear, although I am going to celebrate 3 straight division championships, because, again, we never did that whenever, you know, from the last 12 years. We never won those. So that's always going to be an accomplishment to me. But, like, I think if you get to the playoffs and have a chance, that's
It's always good to just be in the playoffs. I mean, if once you get to the playoffs, you give yourself a chance.
Well, what I was going to say is, last year, really around this time, the Rams lost 3 games in a row. The Titans beat them down on Sunday Night Football, and then they lost 2 more, and you kind of was wondering, like, you know, where they were headed. And the Cincinnati Bengals were 10-7 overall. Yeah, Both those teams made the Super Bowl. Both those teams could have won the Super Bowl.
Sometimes a team gets – they can come kind of – get hot at the right time, I guess. Come out of nowhere.
Whereas the Titans, you know, were on the way to the one seed and then lost in the first game they played. So, like, there's no real
requirement, because at the end of the day, I mean, if you win the division,
get a home playoff.
All you got to do is win 2 games.
Well, 3 to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you get a bye, you just go in 2.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
There's wild card weekend, division round, and then conference championship.
Yeah, well, the Titans would get a bye, wouldn't they, if they –
No,
they got to play the wild card team.
Yeah, the only team that gets a bye is the one seed.
Okay, that's right. So they'll have to play the
they'll play the most likely the Bengals or Ravens or Dolphins.
Does the 2 seed not?
Not anymore. They changed that 2 years ago when they expanded the playoffs.
Yeah, because now they got the 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once they did that, only one team.
All right, so you got to win 3 games, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, we haven't won a home playoff game in, I mean, at least since, like, the early 2000s. So, like, just doing that would make me happy. Like, again, making the playoffs is cool. And we're going to do that. But, yeah, like, last year – I guess it was a little bit earlier, but from November 7th to November 28th, the Rams lost 2 games. They got dominated in 2, had a bye week, lost to Green Bay, and were sitting there at 7-4. And then they got hot down the stretch, beat Jacksonville, Arizona, Seattle, Minnesota, Baltimore, and you know, of course, went on and won the Super Bowl.
How many home playoff games have the Titans had outside of the Cincinnati game last year?
In the last, like, 15 years, they had 2008 against the Ravens in the second round when we had a bye, and then COVID year against the Ravens. That one's hard to count because we only had like
25%. So the run that you went on a couple of years, 3 years ago, or whatever,
was all on the road.
That was all at New England, at Baltimore, and then
at Kansas City.
Yeah. So it can be done. I mean, all you got to do in football, you know how it is. I mean, all you got to do is win a couple games.
So I'm not panicking, but like I said, I want to be clear. I do not think that we are anywhere close to even talking about the Super Bowl. It's so funny. Like, it's so, I don't want to say toxic, but like, we're in a weird position where everyone hates the team. Everyone hates the Titans team. And like, when we lose, everyone just wants to fire everybody and clean house. And I'm just kind of like, man, I don't want to be that guy, but like, man, we've come a long way. We're a good organization. Like, you're going to be in the playoffs for a 4th straight year.
It does seem like a pretty fragile
5 out of 6 years, you're about to make the playoffs.
I don't know if I want to say fan base, but just like,
no, it is fragile.
Situation.
No, it is. It's very fragile. And like, I get it. Our offensive line is terrible. And we've missed on a 1st-round pick in Isaiah Wilson, and we missed on a 2nd-round pick that's supposed to be playing tackle that can't get on the field to play tackle. Like, and our offensive line is terrible, so it hurts whenever you have those 2 guys who aren't with the team or suck. Your left tackle is a podcaster. And you're looking around, and you're just like, man,
he's always been unlikable to me.
No, me too. But can't block anybody. I would kill for him to be out there playing because our left tackle is that bad. His replacement is probably the worst tackle in the league, and we'd have to play him.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating.
So you think in the draft, I mean, the best thing you can do is probably get another offensive lineman, like somebody.
Well, that's the thing is we get them and they suck. Like, we've drafted them. We've tried to draft offensive linemen, and we can't get them to play. Like, so, like, I don't know if you blame John Robinson for missing. Like, I don't know. Like, with the COVID and Isaiah Wilson, it was a little bit tougher because, like, you didn't really get to go face-to-face and have, like, talks with people. You kind of had to rely on Zoom and, like, what the coaches were saying. And Sam Pittman's like, oh, no, model citizen here at Georgia. We love him. And then he got to the Titans and lost his mind. And, like, getting DUIs and doing donuts in the road and, like, just was completely, like, irresponsible.
Got that Nashville culture.
Yeah, he was hanging out – TSU, just going around to Tennessee State, and you're just like, bro, you're a professional athlete. Don't go hang around colleges. But again, you know, before their bye week last year, the Bengals were 5-4 and just got their ass beat at home by Cleveland. And they end up 10-7 and, you know, went and won the Super Bowl. Or went in the AFC and almost won the Super Bowl. It happens. But, yeah, everyone hates the offensive coordinator, who called one good game and then immediately got DUI. Now the offense has sucked again.
Yeah, the one big game he had.
Yeah. The secondary's banged up. We have no wide receivers. And then the wide receiver you traded lights you up for 150 yards and two touchdowns yesterday.
That hurts.
It's not good. It's toxic.
But, you know, another thing is just having the, NFC East on the schedule makes the schedule a little tougher this year because you got to play all those teams, and they're all decent.
Well, it's funny because at the beginning of the year, we looked at that as a benefit. Like, yeah. Titans fans like,
you
yeah,
beat you Washington, but you lost to the Giants. So, yeah. So Titans still got to play the Cowboys then.
Yep.
When is that game?
The 29th of December.
Nashville or in
Nashville.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, well.
It's an opportunity.
Well, I was going to say over the last 3 years, I'd look at that and say that's when the Titans are going to play well, but this year it's not the case. They've been getting beat by the good teams. Used to, those are the games we'd win.
To lose three of four of those hurts the record a little bit.
But see, we beat them last year and then choked in the playoffs. So, like, I don't – there's no rhyme or reason
Maybe
to
it'll
it.
Be the opposite this year.
That's what I'm hoping.
Maybe you go on the run now.
But, like, the next three games are very winnable. Jacksonville at home at the Chargers, who suck. Tickets as low as $30. I might go out to L.A. I don't know. You want to drive?
I've done it a couple times.
Jacksonville at L.A. and then Houston. Like, I mean, that's a pretty easy next three games. Then you play Dallas at home and then at Jacksonville. So, like, we could easily be sitting here at the end of the season, Cody, talking about the Titans who are all of a sudden, you know, 11-6.
I don't see any reason you can't beat Jacksonville and Houston.
Would it surprise you if I told you we beat Jacksonville, the Chargers, and Houston the next 3 weeks?
No. No, that wouldn't surprise me.
And if we beat Jacksonville at the end of the season in a game that they're not really playing, don't really care, and all of a sudden the Titans are 11-6?
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
I still would feel the same way about the team, though. I was like, yeah, we're probably not good enough to win.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt all year. It's just I've been waiting on the Titans to beat a good team, and they haven't been able to really. I mean, they've beaten a couple of decent teams, but, you know.
Do we consider Washington a good team now, Cam?
Yeah. After that game yesterday, I mean.
Not a good team.
They're a scrappy team.
They're scrappy.
Like the Giants.
Now, I will say they had Carson Wentz at that time and not Taylor Heineke that has galvanized them. But Washington's decent. I mean, they're solid.
The NFC is just full of scrappy teams. Teams that are not really very good. But
well, the conversation all year has been about how the AFC is better than the NFC. But, man, if like you had told me that Jimmy G was healthy, I'd be feeling better about the NFC than the AFC at this point, no?
I mean, top to bottom.
Yeah.
I think the mid-level NFC teams are better than the mid-level AFC teams.
See, that's where I disagree. I think it's the other way around. I think the top of the NFC might be better. Like Philly, Dallas, San Francisco. Again, if Garoppolo is healthy, those three teams, I would take against
any. Is that
better
than Buffalo, Kansas City, Cincinnati? Cincinnati
I think so.
Or Miami?
I mean, I think so. I think Dallas.
Well, when I say middle pack, I mean like. Giants, Reds, or Giants, Commanders, like
yeah, I don't think they're better than the Titans, Dolphins, Jets. I don't think the middle class is better. And even like if you go down further, if you go down further, like I don't think the Raiders. I don't think I mean, it depends on how you view
the
Bucks,
bottom of the AFC though. Houston is awful.
Yeah, that, I agree with that. The bottom, the Jaguars, Broncos, and Texans are awful. The Saints, Rams, and Bears at least sometimes have a pulse.
Yeah, the Bears have been okay at times with Fields.
But I would just take the middle of the AFC. Like, seeds 4-7, I would take over to the NFCs. Like, Giants, Seattle, Washington, Tampa. I would take the Dolphins, Titans.
Okay, yeah. But then Jets, I think the NFC's bottom is better. So, top to bottom.
Cam, who you got? Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, or Eagles, I'm not even counting the Vikings. Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers. Yeah, we're not even counting the 10-2 Vikings. I'm just throwing them out there because they're more middle class to me.
They're better than the 49ers now.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, record-wise, Minnesota's great, but
I don't know. I think what Brock Purdy's doing.
I think it's a three-team race in the NFC.
A lot of unproven guys on that NFC.
The Vikings still have only a plus 10-point differential, and they're 10-2. I don't know what to do with that.
They got blasted by the Cowboys.
So the Dolphins, though,
they win
fair.
Those close games.
The Dolphins only have a plus 10, and I think they're good.
I think if Tom Brady gets in, you got to always worry about him, right?
I don't know. We'll see tonight. We'll see what he does tonight against the Saints.
If the Vikings were the Titans, same situation, but 10-2, sitting there with all those close wins, how would you feel?
I think maybe that's why I don't view the Vikings as a threat, because I've seen the Titans be in that
You've
situation
seen what
and
happens.
Not be a threat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't really – I don't think Dalvin Cook's very good anymore. I don't think Adam Thielen's very good anymore. Like, when I say Cook's not good, like, I just don't think he's, like, a difference maker. Jefferson's still a monster. But, like, Thielen, Cook, and the rest of that offense just doesn't do anything for me.
I think at this point I'm riding with Philly. I mean, I know they're.
I think I'm riding with Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, it will probably come down between them.
AFC or NFC, Cam? Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers, or Bills, Chiefs, Bengals?
I think the AFC has a quarterback that won in the playoffs more.
Yeah.
Proven that. So I'm going to lean.
Yeah, that's
them.
True. That's a good point.
Just a lot of quarterbacks that haven't had playoff success yet.
Both Burrow and Mahomes have made it to the Super Bowl. We'll see if Allen can get there. Hurts, Dak.
Well, that's
Purdy.
What's
yeah. That's, okay, that's fair.
That's an interesting nugget about the NFC this year too. Is
somebody
that
has to break through?
You're going to get a quarterback breakthrough, and
unless
he's
it's Brady.
Yeah, well,
it's either going to be Brady or someone like Taylor Heineke.
It's not going to be Rodgers.
Yeah, it's going to be Taylor Heineke, Geno Smith, Danny Dimes, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, or Kirk Cousins, or.
So
yeah,
basically, if it's not Dak, Hurts, or I guess you put Cousins in there, you'd be pretty surprised.
Yeah,
at the quarterback.
But what? So Tampa would be at home versus.
They'd be the
Cowboys.
Four seed against Cowboys. Yep.
And who would you take?
I think Tampa's in danger.
I would take the Cowboys. I think Cowboys fans would be terrified of it. And like
absolutely.
The game's in Tampa.
Yeah, I mean the division
right
team
now.
Gets the home game.
So I don't know.
We don't know. Look at the Giants at home right now.
Yeah. That
49ers versus the Bengals the next two after that.
Yeah, Tampa showed a little pulse for a second, and then
all I need to know about what they think about Tampa Bay is that in the look ahead line, Brock Purdy is I think 6-point favorites over Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Brock Purdy. I was like, really, really? But like Cam says, tonight against the Saints is kind of a must win because they go at 49ers and Bengals.
You never know though. Once they get in the playoffs, it's one game. If the defense plays well, it kind of makes me. I wonder if Brady's doing a little bit of the, you know, trying to save himself a little bit. Maybe just do just enough to get to the playoffs, like LeBron. You know,
he's probably sick. They just didn't.
He's done. He's done.
He's probably sick that he's not.
Yeah, he's not quite done enough.
Able to go to San Francisco now since they have a quarterback opening. He's probably sick. Yeah. So is Rodgers. Hour two in the books. Kick off hour three of headlines. Craft X